Musical acts will play a variety of venues, from big theaters to small clubs, but a tiny desk? Tiny Desk Concerts is the name NPR, our big sister, chose for its series of small-scale, as in a corner of the office, concerts featuring musical acts of note. This year again, NPR put on a contest to offer a Tiny Desk Concert to a deserving musical act from somewhere in America. NPR named the winner yesterday, but there are plenty of talented acts among the entries, including several from our corner of the world. Eric Thiel is JPR's music director and our FM program director. He hosts the JPR Live Sessions, heard most Fridays afternoon on the Rhythm and News Service of JPR, and he's got news of the contestants from our region. Hi, Eric.
Good morning.
So how big a field is it from, and how is the country divided up? I'm just curious about the whole process to come up with an eventual Tiny Desk Concert contest. They really had to know that they were in radio when they said that.
Yeah, yeah. This was the second year of the contest, and nationally there were 6,100 entries. So NPR puts together a panel of judges, and my assumption is that they probably split the region in order to weed through and filter and elevate certain candidates to the main judging panel. From our region, depending on where you draw our border, which is an ongoing conversation for us, if you include basically Eugene down to about Chico and from Klamath Falls over to the coast, we had between 65 and 75 entries from our region.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all. It's a lot to listen to and to watch.
What are the particular, they are video entries then,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. The requirements of the contest, which started last year, were that you had to be an unsigned, so no record deal, an unsigned artist writing and videoing yourself performing one original song, quote, at a desk. Now, people have been extremely creative with what that actually means, but usually they're sitting at an office desk or there's some sort of desk prop or something in the video, and you submit it and you hang on and wait.
So what is the desk reference that comes? This all comes back to?
Well, the way that this started, Bob Boylan, who is the host of a half-hour weekly program called All Songs Considered, a takeoff of All Things Considered, works for NPR Music, the music division of the NPR organization. And in his office, there was very little room. And he would have all of these musicians come to NPR for short interviews and get-to-know-you sessions. And it's a nod to the fact that earlier in life, Bob Boylan made music in a band called the Tiny Desk Unit.
Ah.
So it's not that Bob Boylan's desk was small. His office was small, and these videos started to be created of musicians standing in his office behind his desk performing some stripped-down acoustic songs. And it has blown up. Tiny desks are the must-stop performance location now. Everybody has done them, from Adele to the Black Keys to, I mean, everybody.
I love the picture of Lake Street Dive,
yeah,
on the site with them standing behind somebody's desk. It's a pretty messy-looking office, too.
It's a little bigger nowadays because from the time that the Tiny Desk Concert started, NPR has moved into a different building. So Bob Boylan's got a little bit bigger space in which to place a band, but it's still cramped quarters.
So you have a bunch of music clips with you. So who would you like to have us play here and get a sample of?
Well, I think probably as a starting point, I wanted to play a clip of the guy who won it last year. The national winner was a musician from Oakland named Fantastic Negrito. And the judges talked about his submission. And we might talk about this in a minute. What do you look for, right?
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But let's just play a little clip of Fantastic Negrito, and you can hear where the bar was set.
Lost in a crowd, you feel your thoughts out loud. Lost in the wilderness of the sound. Get through the day, don't drown. Life, it goes fast, youth is gone. Feelings of loss, come on, grieve, move on. Stuck in the shadow.
All right, so Fantastic Negrito from last year's Tiny Desk Concert Contest winner.
Yeah, overall winner. And NPR talked about how compelling the sound is. It's very hard to judge music because there are so many different criteria involved.
Well, plus you have all these different genres of,
yeah,
music. It was pretty wide open, wasn't it?
I mean, everything under the sun, from the very rootsy sort of throwback blues sound you just heard from Fantastic Negrito to electronica to thrash metal to jazz to world music. Everything was in the mix, and it's very difficult sometimes to compare apples and, I don't know, bricks, because they're so different. Last year, just to throw in one more musical example, we had a regional submission that we elevated as our favorite last year, which was contributed from a musician from Reading named Wesley Jensen and a band called the Penny Arcade. They have unfortunately moved out of the state of Jefferson, so we can't really call them local anymore. They've moved to Texas. But their video, not only was the song great and the performance great, but their video was incredibly creative, where they took the idea of a desk concert and they arranged the band members in an office suite and had them play the stuff on the desk. Staplers, coffee mugs were tink tink like a cymbal. A guy was ripping paper as a sound effect.
I remember seeing that. Yeah, it was one of those things we were passing around the office for a while.
And they came very close to winning. They were in NPR's top six nationally, and we were rooting for them, but they didn't quite make it. But we wanted to celebrate just how good they were, and we invited them in as our regional favorite to do a live session last summer here on JPR. I think we've got a little clip of their submission from last year. Wesley Jensen and the Penny Arcade.
I used to wish that I could learn to fly, but science never caught up with my mind. 2015, but I still don't see jetpacks and hover cars, they promised me.
Well, yeah, it certainly stands to reason that if you're going to be playing office instruments, it helps to have a really good voice out in front of them.
Yeah, well, and the fun thing about that, and we've actually got the video up on our website, that the thump thump that you hear is actually them pounding on the desk. And there's a bell and a staple. It was really, really well done.
Eric Thiel is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's JPR's music director. We're talking about the NPR Tiny Desk Concert Contest. National winner announced yesterday. And we're talking about the regional entries in there. We're 65, 75, you figure, mm-hmm. of those?
Yeah, this year we had a pretty wide assortment of people from our region as well. We had we went through all of them. We had a little committee of folks here that watched all of them, which takes a fair bit of time, and tried to sort of weed through them until we found the ones that were memorable in some form or fashion. We came up with kind of a top 10 of our favorites regionally, and they ran the gamut from blues guitar to more ethereal electric guitar. There's a jazz duo in there. There's a straight-ahead jazz singer, a traditional singer-songwriter in the mix. A lot of different things.
Okay, all kinds of great stuff. So who else do we need to hear here?
Well, one that we sort of extended our border just a little bit because the sound quality of this video was amazing. There's a guitarist out of Bend. I think his name is Alex Fifner, but his performance name is Fiff, spelled P-F-I-F-F. And he's not only a brilliant guitarist, he's also a guitar designer. So his video, which is up on our website, we've got a link to our regional favorites, is him playing a guitar that he helped design. And the sound of this thing is absolutely amazing. Let's listen to Fiff.
Which again makes the point to me that, man, this is so different from what we just heard from Wesley Jensen and Penny Arcade that it's a hard call for the judges, and I wonder if NPR needs to be giving out more Tiny Desk concerts through contests so they can maybe claim a couple of genres or something.
It's tough because especially when you look at the national level with 6,000 people, there are hundreds of brilliant performances. There are thousands of mediocre. There are hundreds of brilliant performances, but only one person really gets that winning slot. And sometimes the winner is not necessarily the best voice. It's not necessarily the best musicianship. It might not even be the best song. It's the submission that captured the attention and made a lasting impression on the judges.
I was reading about the national winner that a fair number of people found themselves either close to tears or just very moved by the video.
Yeah, we've got this up on our site as well under the music tab at ijpr.org. Galen Lee, this really beautiful, poignant sort of throwback folky violin and vocals. It's a really interesting tune.
All right, so for our region, I mean, again, a lot of stuff here. Anybody from right in the heart of the Rogue Valley?
We do have a clip from a guitarist in Ashland. The only caveat on this one being, I wish the guitar were turned up a little bit more because the sound quality of the guitar is a little bit in the background. His name is Cedric Lamar, and a wonderful soulful blues song. Let's listen to him.
That is a good sound. I can see your point about wanting to hear more of that. I want to hear more of everything in there, just a fuller sound.
You want him 3 feet in front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Cedric, and so what is happening to any of the people since they made these submissions for Tiny Desk? Are they meeting with success? Are they doing great things?
You know, most of them are just going to drop back into obscurity and regional awareness. Some folks, just due to the creativity of their video, have managed to sort of turn it into a moderate career. And some of the more successful folks are starting to find record deals and things like that.
Did anybody really stretch the boundaries of the Tiny Desk video and really go for it in some way or another?
Well, there is one. Musically, there's not really anything that's going to stand out on the radio, but we've got one of our regional favorites just due to the craziness of the video is from a contributor in Eureka named Mr. Moonbeam. And you've just got to watch it because the guy is singing. He's playing a mouth controller of some sort. He's playing guitar. With his left foot, he's playing the pedals of like a church organ, which is the bass sound.
Sure, yeah.
And with his right toes, he's playing touch pads of a drum machine. So he has drums, bass, guitar, and vocals all at the same time.
And a wonderful sense of balance, clearly.
It's ridiculously creative. you just have to watch it. I've not seen anything like it.
Do we have a clip from Mr. Moonbeam?
No, we don't. I mean, musically, it doesn't come across on the radio.
Right, right. But the video is what...
The video is fantastic.
Okay, that one I got to look up on video. We'll see if we can put that one up on Facebook later in the day. Who else on the list?
Well, I figured we should get around to talking about our regional favorite. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot. I mean, we had a lot of really good performances. But this was one that we kept coming back to because of that intangible thing about it that just made us want to listen and we wanted to watch all the way to the end. It is Alex Jackson from Eugene, who is originally from Australia, living in Eugene right now. We've contacted Alex, talked about trying to get a live session set up as our congratulations for being our favorite. And as you'll hear, some great guitar playing and a really interesting tune. This is Alex Jackson from Eugene. I'll tell you, I am looking forward to taking what is right now, I think, an iPhone quality video and actually putting Alex in our studio to see what I can do with Alex.
Has Alex committed yet?
Yeah. We're actually looking at trying to set a date to set up a live session.
You know, there's such trends in music that seem to stick suddenly, you know, and it seems like all of a sudden everybody is doing a very similar sort of sound, and I get there because I know you're doing G-Love very soon.
Yep, G-Love's today at noon.
Today at noon, okay.
Yep.
And so I saw the description of it as a sloppy blues style, and it sounds like Alex Jackson kind of in that groove too.
A little bit, yeah. And next week we've got Keb Mo, so we're kind of on a blues streak right at the moment. Yeah, there are, you know, every musician, I shouldn't say every musician, many musicians that are looking to try to find that pathway to some level of success, at least in terms of the music that we get here at the station, tries to follow in the path of a more successful band that has forged the way. So whether it's the new sort of indie folk of bands like Lumineers and Mumford & Sons, you would not believe how many records I hear from bands that wish they were Lumineers and Mumford & Sons. But unfortunately, Lumineers and Mumford & Sons already exist. So we're always on the lookout for people that have a unique identity and a unique sound. Alex Jackson has it.
I always wonder, and I do walk past a fair amount when you're doing the live sessions. They're done in the same room where you do the Jefferson Exchange, just configured rather differently, right, with everything shoved
up. I'm sitting where
wall.
You are. And,
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So, but there must be times when I hear some of the stuff when I just can imagine you closing your eyes and getting into the groove yourself and then having to kind of wake up when the song is done and return to your interviewing job.
That's the beautiful thing about doing it, is it is easy to get lost. And you have to always snap yourself back and realize, oh, I'm actually working. It's a lovely thing to be able to get paid to sit in a room with folks like Ani DeFranco, who we've got coming up, and just listen to them play 3 feet in front of you. And we've had some of the greatest musicians on the planet right here in our studios. The guitarist Tommy Emmanuel, the bassist Victor Wooten, the dobro player Jerry Douglas, all of whom are arguably the best in the world at what they individually do. And we have the luxury of being able to share it with listeners.
I remember Tommy Emmanuel in particular because it seemed like everybody was coming by the window of the studio looking, who is that?
It's the nose prints on the studio wall.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anybody we missed on the list of musical flavors? Here we got about a minute left.
You know, one more that I wanted to share because it is considerably different than the things that we've heard is the Elena Leona project from Eugene. This is also sort of blues, but it's got more of an urban hip-hop edge to it at times. Let's listen to a little clip.
See you in my dreams, you're right around my corner. I can hear everyone screaming for me. My name is only cursive, the lights are bright and shiny. So get up, get down, let's jump off on a good foot. Looking around, I mean, the crowd looks so good. Looks like yourself out, say no, it can't happen. Get David McElfag with every look at what he's doing. Sometimes we all need to give ourselves a pep talk. But sweat off your brow, girl, it's time to walk your walk. Don't worry about the majors, G, all they do is talk. Don't forget to check your microphone, not give a let the bark. Rah, rah.
It never ceases to amaze me just the number of talented people who might be living next door to us or, you know, around the corner or something. But there are lots of good, talented people living in the state of Jefferson.
What's great about this is that there are a number of performing artists in the region that play the local gigs, right? You see all of these different music venues in Roseburg and Ashland and Reading and Medford. But a competition like this draws other people out of the woodwork, and you get to really explore. I'd never heard of Cedric Lamar from Ashland, and I'm in Ashland. Mm-hmm. But you get to learn about all of these wonderful musicians you never knew existed just right down the street.
So do we have a place at ijpr.org where people can find all the Tiny Desk regional folks?
Underneath the music tab, just go to JPR Music, and you'll see the video of this year's national winner and then our 10 regional favorites.
Great stuff from the Tiny Desk Concert Contest. Eric Teals, the JPR Music Director and the FM Program Director, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.